Hello my loves, welcome back to You Manifested That podcast. My name is Pauline Lejuste and I am a mindset and manifestation expert. I am here to unbrainwash you and help you break free from all limited systems holding you back from creating the life you want. By using psychology, mindset reprogramming, intuition, energy work and behavior change. So thank you so much for listening to me and following me. I'm gonna ask you to leave me a 5-star review comment because it's helping me as a content creator to be more visible and help more people. So thank you so much for doing that. And let's dive deep. Today, I would like to talk about how you can create the lifestyle you want. And I want to speak about the name of You Manifested That. So when you read or hear You Manifested That, it may seem like an accusation. But it's not. For me, it's like a recognition and a celebration. It's like, instead of you manifested that, like you did it, it's your fault. It's more like, oh my God, you manifested that. You just manifested that, wow, you know? Like I'm cheering you up. So you manifested that is recognizing something good that just happened to you or for you. Something you wanted or needed. That's it. This is being in sync with life. And I have manifested so many things in my life and I don't stop. And the truth is I will never stop. And actually you need to know that no one stops. Because we are manifesting all the time. And we are constantly attracting things into our lives, consciously or not. And most of the people out there, they are not conscious. And they don't think that they have that much power. But you do, you definitely do. And I'm here to remind you that. So why you manifested that? Because, first of all, this life is a blessed one. Because you attract everything in life. I didn't invent that, okay? That's a fact. And even science and quantum physics today can prove it. We attract things. You have an immense power of creation. Power to the people. You attract situations, people, money, opportunities, and so on. And you attract and you also repel things. You attract the good experiences and you attract also the bad experiences. So I say good and bad as positive and negative, but the truth is experiences are neutral. Everything is neutral in life, okay? When something happens, it's neutral. It happens, that's it. But because we are humans, we need to give a meaning to everything because it helps us to cope with life. It helps us to live. It helps us to understand things. We need that. We need to give meaning to things and this is normal. But I want to remind you that you can attract and create so much goodness in your life. But for that, you need to work and change your mindset because we have not been programmed to see the good, the goodness. Okay, we tend to focus way much more on negative experiences rather than the positive experiences. I remember last time I was seeing on Instagram a model. He was so beautiful, but he had like so many like things on his face. And he was so ashamed of it when he was younger. And he remember that he needed like 100 positive comments and compliments to erase just one negative comment. So you see, we focus way too much on the negative and that's our problem. We need to reprogram ourselves to see and focus on the positive because like attracts like. So have you ever wondered why some people seem like so lucky and aligned with life? Like, there are people out there, they just get what they want. Do you know why? This is because they know about manifestation. Consciously or not, some people do it unconsciously, but you know what I mean. And I am one of them. If you have found me randomly on the internet, that's because you manifested me. You attracted that. My energy is something you need to hear, whatever the message is, the information you need, it was calling you. So I have found how to become a magnet to life and the things I desire. So I always get what I want, but even more since I'm aware of manifestation. And I want to share that with you because I discovered what happens when people are truly aligned with their heart and desires. When people manifest the things they want, this is creating balance in the world, like literally, physically and energetically, because everything is energy. And let's say if more happy people, that means more conscious people, that means more money circulating around the world, more responsibility. Because the thing is, the people who are responsible with their lives, they manifest faster. We all have a responsibility with our lives. And there is a reason why you are on Earth. It's not an accident, it's not chance, luck. And it's not because you were the fastest sperm. You have gifts and a purpose. You just need to find it and honor it. And let me tell you something, your main purpose, if you're looking for your purpose, is to have fun and experience life. And this is a core of existence, to experience life, to live life. So, I want to share with you what manifestation did to me, actually. I'm consciously aware of manifestation since like 2020, since COVID. And many, many things happened. So, I feel so much sane, inspired and guided, like all the time. I have no doubt about what I'm doing, where I'm going. Like, I feel so held and loved and supported. I learned to cultivate my inner happiness and fulfillment. I was highly depressed before and everything changed. I feel like so much more at peace with myself and the world. And before I was like me against the world. I was always fighting with myself, with people, whatever. And thanks to manifestation, like I know myself deeper and better. I am in sync with myself, with nature, with my cycles, with everything. I even became the best version of me. And today, I live my life on my terms. I do whatever the fuck I want. It's crazy. Like, I trust life and myself so much. And I have seen so much changes in my life. Physical change regarding my finances. I was broke as fuck. Regarding the opportunities I have attracted, I have manifested a dream job when I was in Mexico as a social media manager for a ski resort in the French Alps, and I was still in Mexico with just one call, one phone call, a Zoom call. They hired me. I took a one-way flight ticket and I got there like 1 month after the call. That's it. So you see, crazy things. I have manifested a powerful network because thanks to Ting, thanks to the place I worked and my energy and just me being me, I have amplified my network and I am just attracting amazing people. I have attracted my soul family. Like seriously, the people I'm meeting since like 3 years, it's insane. They are just the best people. Like they are freaking soulmates. And why? Because I want the best. I want only the best. So I do expect the best. So I manifest the best. And I want to remind you that what is possible for one is possible for all. So my question for you is, what are you waiting for to create the life you want, you know, to be happy, feel happy, cultivate your happiness and do whatever you want? Obviously, I can help you with that. If you want to learn more, you can register for my free masterclass on manifestation. There is a link below in the description of this episode. You can also check my website and freebies because I have certainly some tools that will highly benefit you. And I want to thank you so much for listening, for following me, for the 5-star review comment, obviously. And I want to remind you that you can create a lifestyle you don't need to escape from. That's your power. You just have to look at, on social media or outside. Like, there are so many examples of people who have created amazing stuff. Even a simple life. It doesn't have to be extravagant or, you know, but you can create something beautiful. This is your power. Don't deny it. Don't reject it. It's time. So thank you so much for listening. And I will see you in the next episode. Much love.